blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew chapter 10, verse 34 to 39. Matthew 10, 34 to 39. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. My theme for reflection is embracing division for the sake of true allegiance to Christ. Embracing division for the sake of true allegiance to Christ. Have you ever felt the sting of harsh words at a family gathering, or the coldness of a loved one distancing themselves because of your beliefs and firm resolve? It is shocking how easily small misunderstandings can be fanned into flames of hatred and division, even within the church. The devil often uses these moments to sow discord and undermine years of hard work and unity. In Matthew 10:34-39, our Lord Jesus Christ speaks directly to these painful experiences, challenging our notions of peace and revealing the inevitable divisions that his radical message can bring into our closest relationships. Jesus says, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace but a sword." This statement seems paradoxical, especially since Jesus is often called the Prince of Peace. However, he clarifies that his peace is not about avoiding conflict, but about a transformative peace that can cause division. When we choose to follow Christ, we align our lives with his teachings and his mission, which can put us at odds with the values and beliefs of others, even within our families. Jesus knew that his message would create divisions because it demands total allegiance, respect, and order. This allegiance to Christ can challenge deeply held cultural, familial, and personal values, especially when people are determined to get only what they want for their egos. My dear friends, this passage reminds us that following Jesus might cost us dearly. It might mean facing misunderstanding, rejection, or even hostility from those closest to us. In a world deeply divided by politics, ideologies, and social issues, our ultimate allegiance to Christ can stand out as a unifying yet divisive force. However, it also brings the promise of a deeper, eternal peace that surpasses all understanding. As we live out our lives, let us hold fast to Jesus, trusting that his path, though difficult, leads to true and lasting life. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how do you handle conflicts that arise because of your faith? Do you respond with grace and steadfastness in Christ? Number two, what areas of your life might you be placing above your allegiance to Jesus? How can you reorder your priorities to reflect your commitment to him? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the example of Jesus, who teaches us that true peace often comes with division. Help us to prioritize our allegiance to him above all else, even when it is difficult and costs us dearly. Give us the strength to endure the conflicts that arise from following you, and the grace to respond with love and truth. May our lives reflect the transformative power of your gospel, bringing others closer to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.